Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
As always, guys, check in daily. Make sure you're subscribed. Got a little bell clicked on all three channels. Unrestricted warfare alert. Yes, we have yet another.
A breaking news update out of the Southern Valley this morning. It's now confirmed a train derailed overnight in Richland County. A viewer notified us about part of a train leaving the track sometime after midnight near Winemere, North Dakota. It's now confirmed it happened around 1 this morning, about 1 mile southeast of Winemere. 31 cars out of the 70 on that train went off the tracks. There was even a small leak of hazardous material.
Yes, another one. So yeah, 70 car train derailment, 31 of 70 derailed, petroleum products were leaked. Here we go again. And unfortunately, we have at least 4 dead, multiple injured in Nashville, Tennessee. Gunmen opened fire at the Covenant School. This is an elementary school. Yeah, we've seen so many of these. Please send your prayers out for everybody involved.
Definitely. I mean, these are very trying times, and we can help each other through it through just intention.
Absolutely. It's all about being there for each other. Saudi Aramco inks 80 billion yuan petrochemical cooperation with China. Actually, 2 major deals laid down. You know, this is one of the very last nails in the coffin, so to speak, in the petrodollar. And, you know, it just shows you it's already shifted. The power has already shifted. As you see, you know, China's investment and cooperation with Saudi Arabia, it's a done deal. And so now we're going to see basically the value of the dollar just evaporate, disappear, and all that means hang on tight. And again, whatever you buy today that is a necessity, you know, it's not a bad idea just to look through all your preps again. Do you have enough of all the basic goods? You know, as you see here, CNN does a segment on de-dollarization. Now Fox News, you know, this is, again, stuff that we have been talking about going all the way back to 2017, 2018. This is part of the big dump. It's part of the big shift. Why are they doing this? Why jump off the NATO-led bandwagon, you know, to lead the globe? Well, because, you know, we're not going to go along with a lot of things. That's the bottom line, you know. And we've had so many people make a very real statement that is true. You know, there's more G period U period N period S's in the US of A than there is people. And there's actually more there's more weapons in the hands of private citizens in the U.S. than there is in many armies around the entire world. And in fact, it if you look at the official stats, yeah, you know, the U.S. citizens army, so to speak, would be, you know, probably one of the best, at least small arms armed militaries you could put together. They understand that. And that's why, you know, they're doing what they're doing, because, you know, they can't get us to go along with things that have already happened in other places, like the fine diningware country. So obviously they have to have the fine diningware country lead the way. And, you know, this is what the BRICS is all about. It's all about bringing that system to the rest of the globe. Mm-hmm.
You know, and what really creeps me out is every time I walk into this energy field that we have going on, which is a very, very big one, what I see is all of the laws, all of the regulations, all of the rules are being put into place step by step by step, and oh, so quiet and without any advertisement. It's like, no, don't worry why those laws are getting put into place. And don't worry why the AI is doing this. And don't worry why are we tying you to your technology. And don't worry about it. It's because it's going to be a very quiet handover which is really concerning. And that's the energy I keep getting over and over.
Yeah, again, you know, I don't get that any conflict that we will call WW3 takes very long. It's not going to be very long as far as the official declaration of things. The true struggle will go on for ad infinitum in reality, because there are going to be those that don't go along with it. And again, you're going to have to find your pockets of freedom. It's pockets of freedom. You know, the country, the U.S., as we know, it's in its last days. I think that it will be broken up by the time we get to 2025. You know, I think it's going to be split up by that timeline in one way, shape, or form. And, you know, of course, you know, the economic situation is a big part of it. Yo, Philly, don't drink the water. We talked about this yesterday, about the 8,000 gallons of a latex finishing solution spilled into Otter Creek in Bristol. Now, people were told, switch to bottled water, avoid ingesting the chemicals that were spilled into the Delaware River. You know, it's interesting to see that some of these chemicals are very similar to what happened over in East Palestine. Stein. Just want to make everybody happy there. Yeah, you know, again, 1.5 million people this is affecting. 1.5 million people. Philadelphia is a really, really big city. It's one of the biggest in the country. If you've never been through it, and it's suffering from a shortage of bottled water. This is what we're talking about. I don't like drinking the estrogens coming from plastics. You know, these are part of the problem in dropping sperm counts, fertility, causing cancers. You know, that is another it's another, you know, nail in the coffin, so to speak. But yes, we absolutely need water, and we need a redundancy in our ability to clean our water. So, you know, again, distilling water, I would recommend everybody have a distiller or two. You know, I was going through and looking at some of our stuff, and, you know, I'm always thinking, you know, in terms of I want backup to my backups. And I understand many people don't have the ability to do, or they don't have a lot of space. Just do whatever you can do. And, you know, the mindset in people run different ways. And, you know, I have one friend that, now I'm not saying I would do this because I wouldn't. I don't want to be indebted to the system at all. You know, as long as we have a mortgage, as long as we have a car payment, as long as we have to pay taxes, you know, into, you know, property taxes, things like that. Yeah, we're still kind of in the system and they can make life hard on us. You know, that's why, again, I would be in an area where you're not paying a lot of property taxes. And in effect, where we are, we don't pay any property taxes because the home's not valued as much as the homestead exemption. So it's a beautiful thing and something I took into account when deciding where to go, because, you know, again, they're going to make it really, really tough. And if all of a sudden we find that we are run by the PCC, put it up to a mirror, oh, you know, it's going to be a nightmare. It's going to be a nightmare. This is all part of it. This is all part of what's going on. Netanyahu agrees to pause judicial overhaul plans following widespread unrest in Israel. Yeah, because, I mean, you had like maybe 20-25% of the entire country out in the streets. They're knocking on his door. Yeah, okay, I'm going to put a pause on it. You know, he's lucky he still can scratch his head.
I think so, definitely. That's something, you know, people are waking up, which is really wonderful. That's really great. But we don't advocate any type of anything where people are going to be mean to one another, because things don't have to be that way. But they're definitely going to throw out the bait in hopes that they can reel some of us in and get our lives ruined, because we did do something that was against one of their gazillion million laws. But we really have to come at this in a very, from a very peaceful space.
Macron's called an emergency cabinet meeting before another day of national disobedience and strikes tomorrow. And in the end, the people will decide no matter how he fights against them. Well, again, this is the Pluto energies going into Aquarius. You know, it's going to lead to greater revelation and more understanding and more people just saying enough is enough. Enough is enough, you know, and it's time for real change. Germany to expel 30 Russian diplomats because of spying fears. You know, what we got to do is, again, you know, it's the people that enforce the will, the controllers. And again, so many people, oh, I'm going to go serve my country. Yeah, sure, you're going to go serve the banking cabal is what you're doing. You know, recognizing this and there are alternatives, because, you know, I've seen interviews where they're talking to people that are in the military and then people that are contractors after leaving the military and now they're getting paid, you know, 300% what they were paid in the military or more. You could do something else. You could do something else that doesn't prey on others, you know, because ultimately that's what this is. It's preying on others. And until people realize this, you know, it's going to be tough to have real effective change until those that are, you know, basically guns for hire stop the gunslinging and start to actually work for humanity.
Indeed.
Cryptos tumble after CFTC sues Binance and CEO Changpeng CZ Zhao. Again, it's all going to be very, very volatile. If we look at Bitcoin, it dropped briefly off a cliff and it righted a little bit. Now it's going back on down. Ultimately, it can exist in their world with their plans. How could it exist? So if you're trying to time things, and yeah, there are a lot of people that have made a ton of money in crypto and have done really well. It's again, you know, using the system to get out of the system, but then recognize when they're going to shut it all down, because they will shut it all down at some point in time. And again, when the sun does its thing too and the power goes out, what are you going to do? You know, because your neighbor might have eggs and, you know, might have a storehouse of food, but hey, can I, when the power comes back on, can I give you a little bit of my crypto? Maybe they'll go for that. Or, you know, hey, the guy that has a little bit of silver, he might get the eggs and the bread.
Most definitely.
As it still feels to me that silver is just incredibly undervalued. It really, really does, because it has so much technical use too. And in the technology, its usage is going up. So I don't know. To me, silver is kind of a no-brainer. Your face will be your passport. Cut down the trees. 15-minute cities, as you see here in China. Look at, she's like trying to get her, yeah, taking her glasses off. So you need to read my iris. You need to scan my face. You know, again, there's a book that's like 40 plus years old. And it was all exactly foretold in this. And my copy went missing, but you could still find the PDF of it. And, you know, it's quite clear that, you know, they don't need as many of us as there are, but they do need compliant people. We were talking last night, rather bluntly, about how many people there are on the planet, unfortunately, that don't seem to be very swift. There's a reason for that. You know, when they make it out like Neanderthal, Denisovans, and other pre-Homo sapien hominids were on the planet, and they were more, well, let's just say, they weren't as sharp as us. No. In many ways, they were sharper than us. We are the dumbed-down version. We, Homo sapiens. And then what's to come is going to be dumbed down even more, because they only need you smart enough to be able to follow instructions. You know, monkey see, monkey do. That's all they really need.
And isn't that is it, that's a horrible thought, isn't it? I mean, that's something when you take that information and you think, boy, that's really evil. And it's very natural for people to have that cognitive dissonance because they don't want to think that any controller could be that cruel, that mean. Unfortunately, the truth of it is that's exactly what they want. They just want compliance. You know, we've all grown up and gone to school. And when we look at these schools, what do they teach you? They teach you how to make sure you color within the lines, make sure you only check mark in this box, you know, policies, procedures, everything that has been done with us is done for a purpose, and that's to make us comply.
How many of you have ever had a job where you're told to read from a script? Don't be yourself. Say this script. This is what they want for all of us, all of humanity. Don't be a unique individual. Be part of the Borg. That's all they need you for. As you see, these 15-minute cities and, you know, look at this. This is a prison. It's a prison. What else is it? It's a prison. Everything you need right there. Yeah, and you can't leave if you want to leave. And the CCP credit score system is coming to the world, absolutely, via the 15-minute city. And then citizens shame those that have low scores. How dare you go against the great leader? Yeah, you know, this is what's so indoctrinated. It's so sad, but the only way they can get this to happen is if, you know, NATO and the U.S. are no longer part of the picture, because we're not going to go along with it willingly. The people won't. They will have to be conquered, and they already have that plan in place.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I just want to kind of put in there has to be a widespread agreement with all of us to go along with it, because the only reason they have us in the situation that we're in now is because since childhood we have gone along with their rules. But what happens in a board game if you suddenly stop playing by the rules? it kind of becomes something a little bit different, and something they definitely do not want to deal with. They don't want to deal with our non-compliance and things of that nature. And just, you know, what comes to my mind, it's so indoctrinated in us when we fill out a form online and the very last thing that you need to do is you got to hit that little gray button that says submit. And that is very, to me, that's very subconscious, and that's something saying a lot.
Yeah, I'm not going to name names, but yeah, one of our very, very awake, dear, dear friends, one of our closest friends that we love a ton, you know, their own kids again decided to do something, and 21 years old now has had a heart attack. Just think about the realization. How are these people EERF? Put it up to a mirror. How are they out there? It's insane to even think of. Why hasn't the world woke up yet? It's just mind-boggling to think of, you know, shoot, you know, most of humanity is not even up to par with the sheep. It's that bad. It's just part of the conditioning. So Cambridgeshire Council are tearing down an orchard of 500 fruit trees designated as of principal importance to build a new green bus lane and help with 15-minute city goals. You know, stop this now is really what our focus needs to be. You know, leave the trees, leave the fruit, leave the green. You know, everything that they do is the opposite. It's always the opposite. As you see locals overturn, set fire to LTN barriers on the first day of trial. LTN stands for low traffic neighborhood. It's a way of gradually acclimating people to having fewer and fewer cars on the road in preparation for 15-minute prisons, because that is what they are. You could take your mask off. Oh, it's not a mask.
Oh, now this is the most adorable thing. I mean, those are really cool markings, and it just goes to say we all came down here in some very unique spacesuits. And I think we all just need to sort of have an outlook and look at things like this little guy does, you know, find the child within and pull that out and enjoy life and understand we are all here for a ride and we have the option of how we want this ride to go.
Yep. And as always, guys, thanks for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. We couldn't do it without you guys. Check out Medicinal Foods, link on every video. Use coupon code EEA. It does give you a discount. Check out the other channels as well. EE Arts, we were just talking about a message from the GF and also talking about the difference between Vedic and Western astrology and the occult secrets, which the elite know and they utilize to their advantage every single day. And then they tell people, oh, don't learn about astrology. It's of the devil. Oh, you don't want to understand that. You're going in the satanic realm. Yeah, it's just because they want you deaf, dumb, and blind. And that's the bottom line.
With that, source bless and namaste.
Namaste.